Good evening, Rabbis. I hope you're all keeping very well. This is the first of the holiday Shiurim series, summer holidays 2021, Menachem Av. This Shiur is for Yud Menachem Av, which is the 19th of July. And we are learning Simon, Tov, Kuv, Pei, Vav, Dine Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, which is in our dear traditions of the Mishneh Berurah, page 114. It is interesting to note that the Simon is Simon Tov, Kuf, Pei, Vav, which is the halachas of the Shofar. Now note, which is very interesting, that the gematria of Tov, Kuf, Pei, Vav is Tov is 400, Kuf is 100, Pei is 80, and Vav is 6 altogether, 586, which is the identical gematria of Shofar. Make cheshbon, Shofar is also Shin plus Reish plus Vav plus Pei is also 586. So the halachas of Shofar is in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav, which happens to be the gematria of Shofar as well. Very interesting. So by said, this is the halachas. Sif Aleph Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah Mitzvosa B'Shel Ayil. So the shofar must be made out of a ayil, of a ram, and kofuf, it needs to be bent. So shofar shel shon mitzvah shofar shel ayil bekofuf. Ubedyevet, however, bedyevet kol shofar is kasherim, any shofar may be used, not just of an ayil, but of any animal. Bein peshutim, whether it is straight, bein kofufim, whether it's bent. But it is better to have a shofar which is bent and curved, better than a straight shaped shofar. If it's a cow's horn, it's possible. B'chol gavna, in any instance, in any way. And similarly, kani roi v'chayes shem etzem echad. If it's made out of one piece, I'm going to explain that shortly. And there is no zachus piece inside it. Psulim is possible. So whilst, yes, we said earlier that any shofar is kosher, that's if it is a shofar. However, if it's a horn, halachically considered a horn, that would not be considered a kosher shofar. And v'chein, similarly, shofar behema tmeo, any shofar of a tome animal is possible as well. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Beis explains why is it that the shofar shel ayil is required. Why do we have a shofar shel ayil? Mishneh Berurah explains, lezecha akedas Yitzchok, as a remembrance of akedas Yitzchok. And that's why we have b'chlal tzigam kifson akeva, whether it's a male or a female. Either way, the shofar is kosher, and it's lechatchila. The mahatrim b'yoyis anoygin lach su'echa shel ayil dafke to zeicha tfei le'ayil shel Yitzchok. But if it's men of a male, there's an additional hiddur as well. Why is it kofuf? Why is the shofar meant to be kofuf and bent? The Mishneh Berurah of Kodem Gimel explains why is it better if it's a bent shofar. The simon shichfu libam lamokim has a simon that it is that we should be our heart should also be bent to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it represents the kfifus. B'dyavad, however, if it is straight, that's kosher as well. Now, any animal which doesn't have a which is not a kosher animal is also excluded. Mishneh Berurah of Kodem Ches explains that v'chen shofar behemah tmeo k'moi t'loy hukshur tfin l'asos ma'or behemah tmeo, just like it's not kosher any tfilin which is made out of hide, leather of an animal which is not a kosher animal to eat and consume, that hide is also possible for tefillin. So tefillin must be made out of an animal which is kosher to eat. Similarly, also a shofar must come from a kosher animal. There is a condition in the Shulchan Aruch says and explains that all the shofars are ksherim, and he differentiates between the animals which have a shofar, which those are all kosher, and the karnei roif chayes etzem echad, all the other animals which are made out of a karen, which is a horn. Those animals, the horns are possible. One cannot make a shofar out of that. So there's a distinction between a shofar and a karen. Shofar and a karen. A shofar is always going to be kosher, any animal. Again, I lechatchila, but any shofar from any animal is kosher, as opposed to a horn, a karen, which is possible. What is the difference between a shofar and a karen? So Shulchan Aruch explains that a shofar has got a zachus piece inside it, which means that when you unlock, when you take off the shofar, the head of the animal, there's a piece which is inside, which can be taken off. That comes off. That piece is called the zachus, and that can be unlocked, can be taken out, as opposed to a karen, which is etzem echad, which is one piece. And admittedly, one can make a drill a hole through the whole thing, but it doesn't. It's really one piece of bone. It's one thing, and therefore, that would be considered a karen. So, and that would be possible, even if one is able to drill a hole through the whole thing, and it will look at some sort of a shofar. Nevertheless, that would be possible because it's made out of etzem echad. Truth is, the best way to explain it, I'm going to refer now to a very good video that explains it very clearly. I strongly recommend viewing this if you want to have a clear understanding of this very halachas as well as other halachas. There's a very good video. It's on the website called TorahLife.com. If you go to TorahLife.com, you can go courses, and there's one in Elul. In Elul, there's one which is called Rosh Hashanah. If you click on that, you'll see shiurim on the shofar, how shofar is made, and what is shofar made out of. It's very, very clear and very understandable. Very, very good videos. I strongly recommend. Now, you will see you'll need to be a member to view it. Some are only available for teachers, but most are available for anybody. They're free of charge. So I strongly recommend. Again, it's called Torah Live. It's a video which is in the category of Rosh Hashanah, and if you click on that, you'll see the videos explaining what a shofar exactly is and how it's drilled and what the process is. So I strongly recommend viewing that, and with this, after viewing that, you'll have a clear understanding what the difference between a shofar and a keren is. Okay, that's the halacha for this evening, and we'll continue with Shem Seif Beis tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Good evening to all.